and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, from the learnings we've heard so far, the church, they are called out ones, the ecclesia, called unto God to serve men. We've learned for the past 2 days that they're the template for ministry, and Jesus showed us the template. So the church are the ones called out to serve men just the way Jesus served men. We are called out to serve men. We are not called unto ourselves. We are not called to please self. We are called to serve men. And we've learned that love is that sacrificial way of showing forth this service. Love is service unto God. That sacrificial commitment to serve others, not to serve self, to serve others, that is love. Let's look at Romans 12 verse 9. So the church, we are the called out ones. Romans 12 verse 9 says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Verse 10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. He said, let love be without dissimulation. That dissimulation there talks about pretense. Let love be without pretense. Let love be without hypocrisy. So when we sing the song, because the song we're about to sing says, I'm a man of love. When we are singing that song, we are yet reminding ourselves that we are men committed to the gospel of Christ. We are men committed to sacrificing our lives for men. We are men committed to pouring out our lives into men. We are men committed to doing the will of the Father. That is why we are called. We are not called to feed self. Not saying I love. We are not chanting love. No, we understand what love is. And we key into that. And we do what we ought to do as men who have been called to serve men. Of men who have been called to serve men that Jesus died for. Men that Jesus died for, including the believers and the unbelievers. That as I go out preaching, I'm serving the men that Jesus died for. As I'm teaching a believer, as I'm trying to grow up a saint, I am committing to that will of the Father. Let's pray in tongues. Let's sing in other tongues. We are yet reminding ourselves of the commitment, Second Corinthians 3. We're reading from verse 3 to 6. So let's read. Are we there? Let's read. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry, 2 Corinthians 3:6. Let's read together. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. Can you see that? Paul says, giving no offense in anything. He's still talking to the church of Jesus. Remember, we are the called out ones. He's still referring to saints. We don't give offense to anything. Rather, regardless of anything that comes our way, regardless of whether in full or in want, regardless of whether whatever it is, come what may, living or dying, we give this, we teach men, we stay committed. Is it by love unfeigned? This same love, by love unfeigned, we stay committed to the gospel. We stay committed to the will of the Father. We stay committed teaching men. We stay committed. Whether you are hungry, whether anything, you stay committed. Because this is our life. This is our devotion. This is what we have pledged our lives to do. And this is what we do. The ministry, there's never a time ministry will come to a point when it will end. We've staked our life to do this. We've burnt the bridge and we are progressing in this course.
Counting.